This is Vectis Radio, serving the Isle of Wight and beyond. www.vectisradio.com.
Stay social and get in touch.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Jane Quackmore from the 4P Takeover Saturdays. We just had Madness playing Our House. Next song that we're playing is Little Richard. Next song called Tutti Frutti. Weird name, but okay. Stay tuned for more and enjoy the show.
On the show this afternoon, we have the Premier League feature with George Middlemiss and Charlie Warboys.
And Sue Ang with the top 10 music, and Oscar with entertainment. And stay tuned.
Here's another song. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, we could watch the world go by up on cloud number 9.
Just been joined by, in the studio, for the first time ever, and he looks absolutely petrified, but I'm sure he'll be fine. It's James from St. George's School. Morning, James.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Now, you weren't here last time we did this, because you were obviously elsewhere, but you are the new member of the Dragons for the St. George's Show.
Indeed I am.
So how do you feel about being a dragon?
A bit nervous, but I'll try to do this correctly.
Because normally you're a scarecrow.
What? I'm a scarecrow now.
Apparently, you're a scarecrow. Because
no,
you love a bit of acting.
Yeah.
And you're in a film, or not in a film, but you're in a production, Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Where you play the scarecrow.
Yeah.
You kind of look like... You don't have to dress up much, do you? Because you look like a scarecrow.
Gotcha. That's mean. Oh, dang. Feeling hurt.
You're feeling hurt? Oh, don't.
No,
I
have my feelings. That make me feel like a scarecrow.
So, hang on. Scarecrow was the... Was that the scared one? No, the lion was the scaredy one,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Scarecrow's the smart one, I believe.
The scarecrow is the smart one,
yeah.
Obviously. So what is the scarecrow's off to find what?
He needs a brain, if I recall.
Okay, and the lion was after courage, was it?
Yeah.
Tin Man was after a bit of oil?
No, heart.
Pulling your leg. Who else? What else was there?
Dorothy, the main character, like obviously.
Oh, and it was a dog, wasn't there?
Oh, Toto.
Toto the dog.
can't forget him, can we?
So this is a production you're putting on for St. George's?
Yeah.
When is it going to be, you know, in front of the parents a little bit later?
Probably.
Any idea what when?
I can't remember really. I think somewhere near summer time, I believe.
Okay, so you've got a couple of months to work on
yeah,
this production.
Yeah, I believe it then.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a whole load of fun. How often do you rehearse?
Usually Friday.
Usually on a Friday?
Yeah.
For a couple of hours?
Yeah.
Do you like acting?
Yeah.
You said that there's options and you've chosen the spoken word, art?
No, not art.
What do they call it nowadays then?
Performing arts,
right? Okay, and that's what you've chosen. That's what you're doing as a chosen subject.
Yeah, on Friday.
Okay. Do you have to? Is that eventually will it be an exam?
Not too. I believe no. If I remember back in high school, there was no exam based on it. But back in year 11, there's like exam based on it, but we didn't write down a book. No. The performing class back in year 11 did like a show sort of thing.
Okay. Now, what are you going to... You're going to be part of the team and you're going to be doing your own little feature and it's... you're going to be talking about gaming?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a big gamer, yeah?
Yeah, not a lot. I just play for fun.
How often?
Not a lot, but if I do play competitively... I can't pronounce my word. You know what I mean? Like, you know, seriously. And I rarely.
Okay. So, a couple of hours a week do you play?
Not really.
Not really?
No, about an hour... Maybe 1 hour, maybe an hour per day to keep myself chilled and relaxed.
Yeah. Does it relax you then?
Yeah.
Does it chill you?
Yeah.
Okay, so what games do you play?
Games I play? Well, I'd say about four or five games I play mainly.
What's your favourite one?
Oh, my favourite. Oh, that's a good question.
I'm full of them.
Fair enough. Ever heard of Nintendo GameCube at all?
Yeah.
Good. Mind you, I'm not a hero from the Nintendo GameCube, but I play it for PS2 and the Xbox, though.
All right, so PlayStation 2.
And Xbox, for it. Well, my favourite game.
Okay.
Always have been.
All right, any other interests?
I'd say singing. Well, I like singing a lot. Acting. I'm in for impression here and there, but thankfully me.
Maybe we'll save that for another day, and maybe we'll get you to sing a few songs as well at some point.
Oh, God, no.
Not today. Don't worry, not today. We're just easing you in gently today, so don't panic, all right?
Oh, God.
So you are the newest member of the Dragons for the St George's Show.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio.
VectisRadio.com.
For the people, by the people.
The Four P's Project is proudly supported by Wheeler's Solicitors, helping you achieve your aims in life. We deal with residential and commercial conveyancing, wills, lasting powers of attorney, and probate. For more information, call us on 01983 533 938 or check out wheelers-solicitors.com.
Top 10 singles and here and here is the rundown of this week's top 10 singles. Number 10, Play That Train. Number 9, Machine Gun and Kelly Bad Thing by Camila Cabello. Number 8, Rags Bone Man Heeman. Number 7, Zara Larson, I Would Like. Number 6, Robbie Williams, Love My Life. Number 5, Love Me Now by John Legend. Number 4, September Song by JP Cooper. Number 3, The Fossil Bone in Mind, Little Mix, Touch. Number 2, Castle on the Hill by Ed Sheeran. Number 1, Ed Sheeran, The Shape of You.
Hi, this is the Premier League feature with Charlie Warboys and George Middlemiss.
Perfect. The first game on Saturday is Manchester United versus Bournemouth. My prediction is 2-0 Man United.
My prediction is 1-1.
And the 3 o'clockers are Leicester versus Hull. And my prediction is 2-0 Leicester.
My prediction is 3-0 Leicester.
And Stoke versus Middlesbrough. My prediction is 2-1 Stoke.
My prediction is 2-1-0 Stoke.
Swansea versus Burnley. My prediction is 1-1.
My prediction is 4-0 Burnley.
Watford versus Southampton. My prediction is 2-0 Southampton.
My prediction is 7-0 Southampton.
West Brom versus Palace. My prediction is 2-1 Crystal Palace.
My prediction is 1-1.
Liverpool versus Arsenal, the big game at 5:30. I predict Liverpool to win 2-1.
I predict Arsenal to win 3-0.
Super Sunday, Tottenham versus Everton. I predict 2-1 Spurs.
I predict 2-1 Everton.
Sunderland versus Manchester City. My prediction is 2-0 Manchester City.
My prediction is 4-0 Manchester City.
And the Monday night football, West Ham versus Chelsea. My prediction is 2-0 Chelsea.
My prediction is 3-0 Chelsea. Welcome to the Isle of Wight. None of it is sort of life. Welcome to the Isle of Wight. Hold on. They think it's all over. It is now. Thanks for listening this afternoon. Hope you enjoyed it. Join us next week.
Well, we will from the Dragon, we will hit all the following people:
Oscar, Anna, and Suag.
There you go. And with that, thank you and goodbye.
See you next week.
Putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio.